Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joining us at the Eagle is Butch Trucks of the Allman Brothers Band, and he and his Freight Train Band to be at the Capitol Theater in downtown Clearwater. That's going to be New Year's Eve. Butch, what have you been up to, my friend?
There you go. But it's formerly of the Allman Brothers Band, currently with Butch Trucks and the Freight Train Band. And I've got another project that's up in the air right now that we'll be making an announcement on after the first of the year that I think is going to surprise the heck out of everyone. But I can't talk about that yet.
I understand. You know, the freight train...
Today we talk about the freight train band coming and playing New Year's Eve, a late show in... where are we playing?
Downtown Clearwater, Capitol Theater.
Yeah, that's it. Haven't been there in a while. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, you'll have a blast. Hey, Butch, I want you to walk us through the band, because it's kind of a family affair, but walk us through the members of the band. You've got some great players with you.
Well, it started off with, well, I guess, I don't know if you know about where the name came from. We can get that out of the way. But,
sure.
Years ago, we were recording a show, and Dickie Betts steps up to the mic to introduce everybody, and he says, "And back on the drums, we have Butch Trucks. We call him the Freight Train." And I had never heard that before in my life, but it stuck. So for the next decade or so, or two, however long it lasted, that's what they called me, the Freight Train. So when I put this band together with a good friend of mine out of West Palm Beach by the name of Mike Price, he's kind of our road manager and kind of fills in with the freight train like Kirk West used to with the Allman Brothers, you know, the tour mystic and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The first place I went was to Barry Oakley Jr. Barry lives right near Clearwater over in Sarasota, and it's the son of Barry Oakley, our original bass player with the Allman Brothers, and he's grown up to be a hell of a bass player like his dad. But unlike his dad, he can actually sing really well. And so that was... So Barry and I started this, and the first few shows we played were with Damon Fowler. You know Damon?
Oh, absolutely. Great player.
Okay, well, yeah, absolutely. And then the last run we did, I was able to get my son, Valor, who's the little cute little kid on the cover of a Brothers and Sisters album.
Oh, wow.
But that was about 42 years ago. He's a lot bigger. He's about a foot taller than I am now. But he's one hell of a guitar player. So this next run is going to be very special because we're going to have Valor and Damon.
Beautiful.
So it'll be Valor and Damon, Barry Oakley, me, and we're bringing Bruce Katz. Have you heard of Bruce Katz?
Absolutely, I have.
A keyboard player with Greg Allman for many years, has played with the Allman Brothers time and time and time again. He's one of the best keyboard players I know. And I found out not long ago that he taught for years at Berklee School of Music. So
that's
very, very well, incredibly good player.
That's quite a pedigree.
That's the basic band. Pardon?
I said, well, it's quite a pedigree. I mean, with Bruce, at Berklee, but also, you know, just the guys that you've lined up. I mean, they all seem to be such a perfect fit.
It really is. It's an incredible fit, and luckily everybody's extremely good, because I'm sitting over here, and about, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon where I am, but about an hour from now, I've got a couple more interviews to do. We're doing 6 shows on this run. I'm going to find out just how tough I am, because I'm going to stay over here in France so I can have Christmas with my wife, and then she has to drive me about half an hour into the nearest city called Nîmes, France, at like 5 o'clock in the evening, and then I'm catching a train up to Charles de Gaulle, spend the night at Charles de Gaulle Airport, and then I have an 8 o'clock flight the next morning out of Charles de Gaulle to Miami. It arrives at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then 6 hours later, I play our first set at the Funky Biscuit down in Boca Raton. Then the next morning at 9 o'clock, we're on a train to in cars to Jacksonville, play there. And then where do we go? Then I think we go over to Bradenton. No. Then back down to Stewart. Then over to Bradenton, then to Orlando. And then we finish up. Clearwater is the last of six in a row after landing on the 26th.
Wow.
So by then, we should be well warmed up, actually have time to get some rehearsing in. But, hell, we've got about 13 or 14 new songs we've added to the list. And everybody has put them on their iTunes, and I sit here every afternoon and practice for about an hour and a half just running through all these tunes. So when we get together the night of the 26th, we'll start playing them, and we haven't even played them together yet. So this is going to be really fun.
This
is what I call jamming at its highest level.
Butch, what are some of the things we might hear New Year's Eve at the Cap in Clearwater? Maybe give me a couple of hints.
Well, we're definitely going to do some of the Allman Brothers' greatest hits. We'll play Elizabeth Reed. We'll, you know, come do an encore and do Whipping Post. We open every show with Hotlanta because that's one of the couple of tunes that I actually got credit for writing on. And I just love playing it. You know, it's a short and sweet kick-ass tune where everybody gets a chance to play. And, you know, and it doesn't go on and on like Elizabeth Reed does. So it's a great song to open with. And we'll stick a few Allman Brothers tunes through the set, but like right now I'm looking at, 12 new songs that I've been working on every day. First one is an original by Bruce Katz. He wrote it. It's an instrumental called Just an Expression. And then we're doing another tune that we played the last time together. It's an old Les McCann and Eddie Harris tune. And then a Jim Schofield tune, an old tune by Delaney and Bonnie, a Jeff Beck tune, a really old tune by Billy Preston, and then a couple of Bob Dylan songs. And we'll see how it goes on the 26th, but one of them I'm actually going to sing.
Whoa!
And that's something I haven't done in over 45 years, so I'm kind of looking forward to that. I'm going to try Highway 61 Revisited, see if I can make it through it.
Okay. Hey, Butch, I have to ask you this, and that is, did you get an advance copy of Let Me Get By, the new Tedeschi Trucks band? Did they get you an advance copy?
No. We're all kind of, you know, my wife and I have been over here in France since May. So I'm just kind of out of the loop, you know, and I like it that way. I mean, you know, it's been a long year. You know, that 25-year run with the Allman Brothers was really special. And those last shows we did at the Beacon, October of 2014, were just really special. And so this year has been kind of take a little break, get away from it, but also, you know, there is kind of an emptiness because there's so much passion that we put into that band, and especially playing at the Beacon Theater and those long runs that we did there. We closed out the Beacon in October with 367 sellouts in a row over a 25-year period.
Wow. Do you remember much about
I don't think anybody will ever come close to that.
No, that's for sure. I want to go back to the Fillmore East days. Do you remember a lot about that time? They often called you the house band of Bill Graham's Fillmore East, and of course the monumental live album, The Allmans.
We definitely were, and Bill made no qualms about it. You know, when it came time to close the Fillmore, he chose us, and you can hear his introduction on closing night where he says, and now we'll finish with the greatest of them all, the Allman Brothers.
Wow.
No, it's just one of those things that you'll never forget to hear a guy like, because Bill Graham never did anything. He was famous about doing nothing but walking on stage and say, and now the Allman Brothers, and walk away. They introduced everybody. It didn't matter if it was Bob Dylan or the Beatles, or that's the way he did it. And for him to say, because the night before that closing night, we played our second show from 1 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock the next morning.
Wow!
Hours with just, and I mean, we played like a 3-hour set and came back. And this was really the closing night of the Fillmore, because the next night it was all by special invitation, mostly record company people and crap like that. And then so many special guests showed up. I mean, this is funny. Bill Graham had us as a closing act, but he also put out the word that anybody that ever played the Fillmore was welcome to come and play. So the Beach Boys showed up, threw all their gear on the stage, and the road manager went to Bill Graham and said, okay, the Beach Boys are here, but they're going to have to close. And Bill just turned around without any break and said, well, go ahead and pack your shit up. I got my closing act.
That is great. That is great.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll go on before them. So they did, and they got on stage and played about an hour and a half of brand new music that bored everybody to death. And just about the time they were about to give up, they played one of their old surfing songs, and the place went crazy, so they played for another hour or two, and we didn't get on stage till like 3 o'clock in the morning after playing 7 hours the night before.
Wow, wow, wow.
And when I got there that night, that closing night, that was the first time I ever personally met Bill Graham. You know, he was just this bigger-than-life figure that was always around screaming at somebody that screwed up the night before.
Mm.
And you just kind of, you know. But I walked on that stage after playing till 8 o'clock in the morning. We finished that show, and there was no applause. The crowd was completely silent. And somebody got up and opened the doors, and the sun came pouring in. And I was just sitting there completely spent. I remember Dwayne walking across in front of me, dragging his guitar, saying, damn, it's like leaving church. And then the crowd, and this was a New York City Beacon, I mean, Fillmore East crowd, that's usually Starcraven crazy, and they got up and quietly walked out. And it was like leaving church. It was unbelievable. But the next night, I walked onto the stage, and Bill Graham saw me and ran across the stage, grabbed me around the neck, and just went on and on. He said, thank you for last night. That made all these years of the bullshit worth it. And then he went on and on and on, but he wound up by saying, if I had my way, when you guys finished that set at 8 o'clock this morning, I'd have been sealed in my bubble and gone off to wherever I'm going. And that was the beginning of years of an incredible friendship with Bill Graham.
That is a great story, Butch. That's a great, great story.
I got a lot of them.
I bet.
That's one of the best.
It's going to be Butch Truck and the Freight Train Band. That is going to be New Year's Eve. It is happening in downtown Clearwater at the gorgeous Capitol Theater. And you can be there. Tickets are available. You can check online at Ruth Eckert or at the Cap Theater box office there. Butch, we are looking forward to seeing you and your outstanding band, and want you to have safe travels. And it's great catching up with you, brother.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.